Part 2.
Could you talk to me a little bit about how you think the foreign correspondent's role has changed during your career? Whether they operate differently now to perhaps how they did when you began?
Well, a lot of things have changed, and the most notable is the general public's lack of interest in things foreign. It used to be, I think, because of the residual sort of echoes of empire. Britain, particularly British newspapers, always had a very keen interest in the far away. That's not true anymore, I think, and you look at foreign pages in newspapers and they've shrunk savagely. The New York Times is more or less alone in maintaining a really strong collection of foreign correspondents, but even their editors acknowledge that foreign is an expensive luxury. Most readers aren't particularly interested. So it's changed in that degree in that the budgets are smaller and foreign correspondents are much more constrained by not being able to spend the way they could. Secondly, I think television has taken over, to my way of thinking, in far too obvious a way, and that the man or woman looking for the exotic, the far away, the small story, the little essay, which actually does illuminate brilliantly the inner workings of some distant place, there's no time for that, because television leads the charge, television makes the story. We've lost the ability, the willingness, the interest to paint the subtleties of foreign. We go in the blazing TV lights for a short time, and then we go on to the next story. So the subtlety of abroad has disappeared in terms of newspapers.
How did you used to approach that sort of situation?
Well, I worked for The Guardian. In those days, the foreign editor was keen to... It almost encouraged you to look behind the story, to leave the main story to the agencies. So I used to like doing that sort of thing. And nowadays you can't.
So is it the journalist's fault, or is it some sort of editorial control? Is it editors trying to satisfy budgets and political...
Yes, I mean, it's not the journalist's fault, I don't think. I mean, newspapers have become much more market-driven and less of a public service. The Guardian seeks to make money, to increase its circulation, to outdo the Independent. And to do that, it's got to spend its money, such as it has, in a more focused way. And that might mean more fashion coverage or more social issues in England. And my friends who remain foreign correspondents now are not the sort of happy bunch that we were then.
Do they feel their hands are tied?
Well, yes, I think so. Newspapers, particularly in their coverage of foreign, have changed mightily, and in my view, not for the better.
Do you think tabloid journalism has had anything to do with that, the sort of seeking out of sensationalism and the ephemeral nature of the stories? Has that tarred all journalists with it?
No, I don't think that tabloid journalism has got much to do with it. I think the dominant reason for the change is television and budgets.
What have you personally got out of your career as a journalist?
Enormous excitement. Thousands of experiences, the years rushing past. It all does add up to a fascinating life.